Welcome to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 46, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. So hello! Before I get started, I want to tell you about today's sponsor. It is Geekerella by Ashley Poston, published by Quirk Books, and it is out now in paperback. Well, it is a paperback. It's out now in paperback wherever books are sold. Let me tell you a little bit about it. I read it last year. I absolutely loved it. I don't know if I read it in time to talk about it on the show, but now I'm going to tell you. It's Cinderella Goes to the Con in Geekerella, a fandom-fueled YA twist on the classic fairy tale. Elle lives and breathes Starfield, the classic sci-fi series she grew up watching. When she sees a cosplay contest for the new movie, she has to enter. The prize? An invitation to the cosplay ball and a meet and greet with the actor slated to play Prince Carmondor. Teen actor Darian Freeman has always dreamed of playing Carmondor, but Starfield fans have already written him off as another dumb heartthrob. As the con approaches, Darian feels more and more like a fake until he meets Elle. It's reminiscent of Rainbow Rowell's Fangirl. It's a modern Cinderella retelling set in a world of cell phones and comic conventions where Prince Charming is a young Hollywood actor, Cinderella is an ordinary teen counting down the days till graduation, and the Magic Pumpkin is a vegan food truck run by an unlikely godmother. The paperback edition also features a brand new bonus story from the world of Starfield. So it is so adorable. If you liked Ship It, which just came out recently, I definitely recommend this. Again, it is called Geekerella by Ashley Poston, and we thank them for sponsoring. Now, this week on All the Books, you might be caught up or you might not, I talked about some great titles that just came out, and it turned out coincidentally that several of them were very small books, little tiny skinny books. So I thought that I would talk about a few more of my favorite little books today. A recap on this week, there was So Lucky by Nicola Griffith, Tin Man by Sarah Winman, and The Driest Season by Megan Kenny, all fantastic, just really great books. I thought I would start out with what, if I was pressured, would probably be my favorite book. If someone asked me, like, what's your favorite book? I often say this, hashtag problematic fave, probably. I haven't read it in a couple years. It's Cannery Row by John Steinbeck. Not to be confused with Canary Row, which is a bird prison. But it is as small as East of Eden is big. I just read East of Eden. That was a bananas ride. This one takes place in the during the Great Depression in Monterey, California. There is a group of homeless men who live in the town. They want to throw a party for their friend Doc. He's the local marine biologist. He's kind of a quiet guy, keeps to himself, but he's very helpful and he helps them out whenever he can. And they get this idea that, like, Doc needs some cheering up and they should throw him a party. They decide to surprise him with this party in his own home. It gets out of hand, it destroys his home, and now they're trying to come up with a new way to make it up to him. Pretty simple, beautiful writing. The first page of this book, the description, is just, like, worth the entire book. Honestly, like, when I worked at the bookstore, I used to have a shelf talker in this book, but it just said, watch this space, because I have such a hard time conveying why it's my favorite book, and like I said, I haven't read it in a couple of years, and having just read East of Eden, I'm kind of concerned about, you know, if I went back and read it again, you know, would I be like, oh, that's not okay. But it's so beautiful, and the writing is amazing. I think that's what I love about John Steinbeck. It has a sequel called Sweet Thursday, which you don't have to have read Cannery Row to read Sweet Thursday, but I did not enjoy it quite as much. So moving on, my next pick is The Ballad of Black Tom by Victor Laval. It's in this, like, subgenre that I'm really into. I've read several books. It's magic set in New York City. Like, it's, like, just a thing that is actually occurs, whether or not the people who live there know what happens. I really dig books, like, that take place in New York City that have, like, magic and strange characters and stuff like that. This one is about a man named Tom. Big surprise. He sort of keeps his head down. He works hard, sort of hustling deals and doing things because he has to take care of his father. And he makes a delivery. He brings a magic tome, like a magic book, to the sorceress in Queens. It turns out it opens up this whole world of magic like he's never seen, and now he's in for a world of trouble. You know, Victor Laval is so fantastic, and it's really great. It was nominated for like a million things. I can't confirm if it won things, but I do remember it was nominated, like Hugo the Nebula, all that stuff. So again, that one is The Ballad of Black Tom by Victor Laval. Up next is Prodigies by Angelica Gorodice, translated by Sue Burke. She is an Argentinian novelist. Her previous books were translated into English by Ursula K. Le Guin, so bragging rights, like right there. Like, how cool is that? This one is set in the birthplace of I can't think of his name. It's set in the birthplace of a famous German poet whose name I forget. His house has now been turned into a boarding house, and it's about the characters who live there throughout the 19th century. When I read this book, I couldn't get over how much imagination she has. I love when you're reading a book and you're like, I've never read something like this. It gives me these weird feels. I love it. It's so interesting and different and just haunting. Just fantastic. I also recommend all her other books. She's so great. So again, that one is Prodigies by Angelica Gorodice. My next pick is Go With Me by Castle Freeman Jr. It's this tightly wound thriller set in this sort of backwoods town. There's a young woman. She has had the unfortunate luck of crossing the town's big bad. He's like the town's biggest criminal element, but he's sort of above the law. Everyone is afraid of him. She doesn't know what to do. She's fighting for her life. So she turns to an elderly man who has lived in the town for a long time. She hears that he can help her, and that's what he's going to do. The end of this book just kind of ends. Like, I personally am a fan of that. It's just like, that's that. Like, that's what happens. And I loved it. I was like, oh, that was great. I guess it's also been made into a movie with Julia Stiles and Anthony Hopkins. However, I have not seen the movie yet. I should watch that. Maybe I'll do that when I'm done here today. But I love this little thriller. It's really great. Again, it's called Go With Me, and it's by Castle Freeman Jr. My next pick is sort of a twofer. It's the Tenseret series, Black Tides of Heaven and Red Threads of Fortune by J.Y. Yang. There are these elaborate fantasy novellas about these siblings. They are raised by monks and then they're separated. Their mother is a queen. They have these special abilities. As in the first book, it's when they're young, and then in Red Threads of Fortune, they're older. There's a rebellion. There's war, there's giant monster things. I'm told that you can read Red Threads of Fortune before you read Black Tides of Heaven, but I recommend reading Black Tides first. It's just this very intricate, highly developed world. So much fun. And I actually have to say, not to tease you, but the third one comes out on July 31st, and it might be my favorite of all of them. It's called Descent of Monsters, and it's so worth picking up. So again, these are the Tenseret series by J.Y. Yang. My next pick is The Story of a Brief Marriage. It's by Anuk Arudpragazam. I'm pretty sure Rebecca talked about it on the main show at one point. It just destroyed me. If you're in the mood for like something that's just going to rip your heart out and throw it around the room, this is the book for that. There's another book coming out in June called There, There by Tommy Orange, which did the same thing to me, but it's a much larger book. But this is this beautiful little book. It takes place, there's a civil war going on in Sri Lanka. There's a young man, he's at a camp for evacuees. He's helping with the wounded. It's kind of like a very bleak situation. And he is approached by an elderly man who has a young daughter. And he asks this man if he would marry his daughter. He said that he doesn't have much time left. He also knows that if the young man marries her, he would less likely be recruited by the soldiers, and she would less likely be harmed by the soldiers if she's a married woman. It takes place over one day. It's about sort of like normality in the face of war and violence. It will just destroy you, but it's so worth it. Also won awards, the names of which are escaping me. I'm not good with the awards names today, apparently. And that brings me to Dealer's Choice. I read a bunch of comics recently, a bunch of comic collections, like graphic novel. Well, not even graphic novels, they're like collections, they're trades. And I wanted to mention a couple of them that I really enjoyed. One is called Baby Teeth. It's about a little baby who's born into the world, and he's supposedly going to bring about the end of humanity. Also, he has little fangs and he drinks blood, so it's about his mother trying to save him from this weird end of the world cult. It's very, vampire-y and strange. It's by Donny Cates. Loved it. Another one is Dark Fang, Earth Calling by Miles Gunter and Kelsey Shannon. This one is about a smoking hot vampire woman who is kind of fed up with humanity, and so she goes to sleep on the bottom of the ocean floor, but she wakes up 100 years later because there's some kind of horrible black cloud that disturbs her sleep. It turns out it's pollution in the ocean. It's sort of like a vampire ocean conservation comic, but with like lots of nonsensical violence and excessive boobage, which is exactly how I like my books. She ends up becoming a cam girl and making tons of money and using it to fight the corporations polluting the ocean, which is just kind of awesome. And on a related tangent, the new Kate O'Neill, the author of The Tea Dragon Society, her new book comes out this summer. It's called Aquacorn Cove, and it's also about ocean conservation. There is a lot less boobage in that, as you can imagine. But so cute. And then the other comic I read was called Swing by Jenny Cheung and Matt Hawkins, which is sort of like Sex Criminals, if you like sort of dirty, fun books about this couple that has been married for a long time and they decide to join a swingers club to spice up their life and, you know, all the crazy, horrible, and fun things that could go wrong or happen. And that is it. I think I'm finished rambling. I just love talking about books. I love the book community. I love that there's just this whole group of people that don't even question the necessity of books. They just need them. And you are my people. And I love you. So I'm going to stop rambling. That is for me today. Thank you again to our sponsor, Geekerella by Ashley Poston, published by Quirk Books and out now in paperback. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, Steinbeck and Millay, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Lindsay under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with the hosts of All the Books for our anniversary show, and we will tell you about some of the week's great new releases. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.